Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Germany for the two-day summit of the Group of Seven. That's the world's seven leading industrialized nations. Trade is the official agenda of the gathering, but the leaders are facing a number of challenges, including the Ukraine crisis and Russian involvement. White House spokesman Josh Earnest acknowledged that sanctions have failed to change Russia's behavior in Ukraine.
The fact is, and this is also happens to be true, that the longer that the sanctions are in place, the more of an economic bite they take out of the Russian economy, and the more pressure is applied to President Putin, and the more President Putin in the country that he leads becomes isolated. But yes, I would acknowledge that we have not yet seen the kind of change in behavior that we have long sought now.
President Obama believes the solution to the Ukraine crisis lies in diplomacy and not military involvement. Moscow has denied sending troops into eastern Ukraine. United Nations says peace talks between Yemeni rebels and the internationally recognized government in exile will take place on June 14th in Geneva. A UN spokesman announced the date Saturday, saying Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the agreement by President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi and Shiite Houthi rebels who control the capital, Sana'a. Israel's military says it has carried out an airstrike in the northern Gaza Strip in response to a rocket fired from Hamas-controlled territory into southern Israel. No casualties were reported today from either strike. A militant group has claimed responsibility for firing a rocket at Ashkelon, a city that is about 10 kilometers from Gaza. This is VOA News. Turkish voters are at the polls today in a key parliamentary election which will help determine if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gets to expand his powers. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul. Mr. Erdogan hopes the ruling AK party he founded will win the vote, but the Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the HDP, could thwart a plan to give the president those new powers.
Despite opinion polls indicating a sizable number of AK party supporters, there are still other factors which could prevent the party from securing a majority. The AK party's Achilles heel is the upstart People's Democracy Party, or HDP, which is aiming to enter parliament for the first time and prevent Mr. Erdogan's lawmakers from winning a majority and continuing to govern alone. The pro-nationalist MHP is also posing a threat to the AK party voters, with a platform of opposing an ongoing peace process with the Kurds, anti-corruption and the economy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has formed a new government with changes to the defense, foreign affairs and oil portfolios. Mr. Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crimes charges, was sworn in for a new five-year term last week. At his inauguration, Mr. Bashir, who is 71 years old, promised to fight corruption, improve the economy, and bring relations with the West back to what he called their natural state. The ICC has issued a global arrest warrant for President Bashir for backing militias to put down an armed uprising in Darfur in 2003. Before traveling to Germany on Saturday for that G7 summit, President Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month. The president struggled to fight back tears as he spoke of Beau Biden as an original who lived life for others.
Example he set made you want to be a better dad, or a better son, or a better brother or sister. Better at your job, the better soldier. He made you want to be a better person.
About 1,000 people packed the church to pay their respects, including former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as well as General Ray Odierno, the former top U.S. commander in Iraq, where Beau Biden was once deployed for a year. Beau Biden, a former Delaware State Attorney General, died of brain cancer 1 week ago at the age of 46. American tennis super player Serena Williams has won her 20th Grand Slam title. It was a victory over Czech Lucy Safarova in Saturday's finals of the French Open in Paris. Men's finals later today.
That's the latest world news from VOA.